This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And there is the case to be made that Uber is planning to be the Uber of everything. Ahead of its IPO, it aims to dominate the world of transportation from food delivery to freight. However, it's still not making any money. Can it? And soon? That's the question. Finding out after these tech headlines. Google is ready to launch a new set of tools to limit the use of tracking cookies. And the journal says this move could strengthen its advertising dominance, as well as deal a big blow to other digital marketing companies. After years of internal debate, Google could as soon as this week roll out a dashboard-like function in its Chrome browser, one that would give internet users more details about what cookies are tracking them and offer options to fend them off. At its developer conference in Mountain View, California on Tuesday, Google is expected to further talk of its commitment to privacy, as well as press its sizable advantage over online advertising rivals. For the latest on Google's new tools and its new announcements from the developer conference, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Technology and industrial companies reliant on Chinese demand and global trade flows are leading the market declines pre-market, with Apple down nearly 3% and chipmakers Advanced Micro Devices and NVIDIA declining about 4%. Heavy machinery maker Caterpillar and Deere are down 3%. Many of these stocks have benefited from trade optimism so far this year. But some analysts caution escalation in the U.S.-China tariff fight later this week could cause more momentum to reverse. And now how streaming equals lost productivity at work. The hit series Game of Thrones is coming through as a winner for HBO and parent company AT&T. But for the rest of corporate America, Game of Thrones workplace banter could cost U.S. employers more than $3 billion in lost productivity. Challenger estimates about 19.9 million employees will spend an hour a week at work discussing each episode at an average earnings rate of $27.77 an hour. That adds up to $3.3 billion for the six episodes of the final season. Coming up, as Uber aims to be the Uber of everything, when can it turn a profit? As the Wall Street Journal's Elliot Brown writes, Uber sees a tall order of robots ruling the world. But first, in the present, there's the question of whether Uber will ever make any money to accomplish such goals. Let's get more. Joining us from our San Francisco bureau, the Wall Street Journal's Elliot Brown. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So if we can first examine Uber's goals, first and foremost, what it sees the future as. I know this is a tall order, but how does Uber see the future of transportation?
Yeah, so it's actually easier to describe the distant future with them. They sort of see a world where private car ownership goes away for all of riders, for people who normally will drive to work. Instead, they'll just summon a car with their phone. And if they want to take a short ride, they'll take a scooter or bike that's left around a city. They see a world that's getting increasingly urban. They see that food delivery replaces takeout and even a lot of cooking. And all of this, will be powered by Uber and its app and its network. And it sort of will find a way into the nooks and crannies of all things transportation, even sort of booking on public transit and then robot cars as well.
Mm-hmm. And here's a catchphrase. It wants to become the Amazon of transportation in a way.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to say when you're comparing yourself, when you make a comparison of one of the most successful companies in the world in the past, couple decades. But yes, that is one of the things they're saying.
I'm just curious as to the impact that Dara, and I'm going to ask you to say it because you probably say it a lot more often than I do, but if you wouldn't mind.
Khosra Shahi, I believe.
There's a lot of hyper-focus on his direction and the way that he aims to transform things.
Yeah, so when he inherited the company from the founder, Travis Kalanick, around 2 years ago, a little less, he repackaged some of the things that Travis was doing. So some of it is just sort of branding. And then he also did sort of simplify the ambitions in some ways and make them more broad in others. So briefly, that just means Travis was very hard charging and sort of wanted to do absolutely everything. it was like, let's do our own robot cars. Let's do our own robot trucks. Let's, you know, go to China. Dara sort of, right. You know, took a scalpel or a knife and cleaved off some parts of the world where Uber was just in these maddening fare wars. And so he pared back his ambition some, but then he's also done, at least to, you know, when speaking to investors, creating this facile Amazon of transportation sort of vision of the future that is easier to grasp, especially if you're an investor looking to understand why this thing loses so much money.
Mm-hmm. How does a startup with big ambitions like this make money in this current landscape?
The easy answer is that you don't make money. So it's really a fascinating thing to consider that Uber is now 10 years old and it is nowhere close to making money. They for the record, they had on paper, a profit last year, but that's because of sort of an accounting move that had to do with one of their closed operations or sold operations. But they're on track to – they burned through $2 billion of cash. The past 12 months, they've had a net loss of $3.7 billion, which will be by far the most ever for a startup, a U.S. startup before IPO. So it is a environment that has where the capital markets have been giving companies like Uber just billions of dollars to keep spending, all in the name of growth and expansion. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a fascinating question that we don't even really know if this thing will ever be profitable.
Elliot Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.